if I project forward 5-10 years, I think there will be less barriers to entry. And what I mean by that is, in order to have those meetings that I just described, I need to go and get my headset, which is brilliant. I put it over my head, and then I go into the world that, you know, whatever it's going to be, maybe it's a spatial horizon, whatever. And then I go have my meeting, do whatever. You know, after a while, I might get tired, I might not. And then I take my headset off. But the problem is I'm immersed in that world, and how I'm connected to everyday world is, you know, things like notifications, my email, etc. It's still a little bit disconnected. But more importantly, I have to put my physical headset on. I think if I accelerate forward to 5-10 years, then that's going to be more seamless, right? It's going to be just a matter of putting my AR glasses on, right? So my Apple glasses or whatever at that point. And you can see that kind of Meta's already on that journey. So I don't know if you've seen the Ray-Ban stories at all. They're really good, right? Okay, you don't have the augmented reality bit, so you don't have the heads up display and the vision, but the audio, both for listening and for chatting, is incredible, right? So I've done many a meeting in my Ray-Ban stories. So I think just following that technology curve, that will start to become the same on your glasses, right? So if I'm going to have a meeting, it might appear just on my glasses. The audio will be connected, so it'll be less about, you know, putting this clunky headset in. It could even be on your contact lenses, whatever. So I think that physical world, that the physical object thing will be less sort of in your way. But then I also think the interactions will be cleaner as well. So as we start going into stores, then, you know, the people that you interact with, you know, there might be a virtual agent within that store. There might be a display or something like that. And then I'm going to be interacting with somebody in another platform. So these connection points are going to be less. So I think I would expect us just to start interacting with the metaverse like we would do with anything else in this world, right? Or just be like, okay, fire up Netflix, fire up whatever. It's going to be the same sort of experience. It's going to be much more seamless.
Join me on The Engineering Leader this Sunday when Chris Hay from IBM iX will be chatting to me about Web 3.0 and the metaverse. My name is Steve Westgarth, and this is The Engineering Leader.